This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's do it! 888-808-1019. I'm going to take your calls. We're going to talk sports. If you want to talk Johnny's Big East tournament, we could do that. But I have a full rack of calls on what else? The Mets, the Yankees, opening day, injuries, roster, rotation. So we do know who the opening day starter is on both sides. Jack is in Flanders, New Jersey. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to ask you, if you were the manager, or two things. One, if you were the manager of the New York Yankees, who would you have gone with as the opening day starter? Does it matter that we just gave Max Fried $200 million? He's supposed to be this 1-2 punch with Gerrit Cole. Now, without, I thought maybe bringing some confidence into him and making him the opening day starter. Or do you agree with going with Carlos? He's been with the team for a couple of years, and he looked really good in the second half of last season, and I really hope that he can, you know, build from that.
I mean, I don't really care. Thanks for the call, Jack. Opening day is like another spring training start. It just is in the Bronx. I don't care that it's Carlos Rodon. And I don't say that to disparage him. I don't say that in a negative way. Like, I'm excited for opening day. I don't care if it's Michael Pineda on the mound. Like, I don't care if it's Tanaka. I don't care who it is, yo. Like, I'm ready to go. I wanted Stroman to get back-to-back starts in the Bronx just because I thought it would be cool for him and his career and him being a New Yorker to be like, hey, back-to-back years. You know, 24 and 25, I got the ball to open up Yankee Stadium. But, you know, he's a creature of habit. He's on his schedule. We know last year he did not want to take the ball in Houston. Nestor Cortez did. Now you don't have Nestor Cortez to just be like, go ahead, Nestor. We know we can knock you off your schedule and your regimen, and you'll be ready to go. So Rodon is in line to start. He is going to start. And I'm happy for him and his family. Like I said, I hope now in his third year with the Yankees, after pitching in the postseason with the Yankees, which he talked about, that's what he came here to do. He is paid the big bucks. I hope he has a great outing. I hope he's able to control his emotions. I hope he, I don't know. Like, I hope he does great. But even if he doesn't, like, I went to opening day last year, they got shut out. So what? They end up in the World Series. Like, opening day has a lot of hype, but for me as a fan, it is a holiday. It is a family reunion. It is the reopening of the stadium. It is seeing familiar faces and people that you only see at the stadium. It is the start of the journey. It is one of 162 and literally, you know, one of 162 this year at Yankee Stadium. They're not opening up on the road. So, like, I'm not going to make too much of it. I hope Carlos Rodon does well, but he might get rocked in the second or third inning, and it's not going to change my perspective on him or the season. I mean, I'm 50-50 on him as it is. You don't know which one you're going to get, but I hope we get the better version. Let's play Carlos Rodon being asked about the honor of, you know, opening Yankee Stadium and being the guy on the mound for the whole world to see. This year, it is nationally televised. Joe Buck on the call. It'll be Milwaukee versus the Yankees in the Bronx, and Carlos will toe the slab in the boogie down Bronx. Let's hear what he had to say.
announced that you're going to be the opening day starter for the Yankees this year. Just your reaction to that news.
Yeah, just an honor. Just excited. Just want to go out there and win the game.
You started opening day for the White Sox in 2019, so you have some experience in that role. What will you take from what you did 6 years ago into this year?
Honestly, it's just the first game of the season, and it's another baseball game.
Is that part of dealing with it, though, not putting extra pressure?
Yeah, it's just one of those things where take it like another game, and it just so happens to be the first game of the year.
Boone was very complimentary about the pitcher that you were last year, and not just fastball slider. He talked about the curveball and the changeup. What would you say about the journey you took as a pitcher last year?
Yeah, it was quite the journey for sure. Some ups and downs. You just had to, you know, change up the mix a little bit and rely on some off speed and have a little more pitchability.
Yeah, whatever. It's, you know, it's one of 162. Congrats to Carlos Rodon getting that nod. I hope he has a big year. The Yankees absolutely need it. 888-808-1019. Phil is in Kearney next up on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, so I have a problem with the fact is that I have been following the entire bullpen situation, the starting rotation. Why is nobody giving Trevor Bauer a chance?
Who?
Like, I feel like he, for a minimum contract, he is available.
Jack Bauer?
No, Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, I'm more familiar with Jack Bauer. Thanks for the call, Phil. I mean, how long are we going to do this? How long are we going to do this, bros? He's not good. Like, how many times do we have to say this? I just had BT on. BT interviewed the guy right here in this very studio just about a year ago when he was lobbying, trying to get back into the league. I don't understand how he has so many guys caping for him. I don't understand how he's got this, like, fan club of grown men. How come Trevor Bauer, nobody wants him, bro? Nobody. I've done this too many times. I'm like, who? We're still doing that? He's not good. He pitched in Mexico. They got a ton of film on him. I think he's in the NPB. Like, he pitched already in the NPB. I think he might be back. Why are you guys so obsessed with Trevor Bauer, especially knowing what you know about him? The New York Giants will sign Colin Kaepernick to be their starting quarterback before the Yankees sign Trevor Bauer. Like, it's not happening, yo. It's not happening. Steven is in Syosset, New York on the Fan. How you doing, Steven?
Keys, it's such a pleasure. This is heart-to-heart. You are a unique gift. I'll put any one of your, any show you do for 5 hours against any movie, any documentary, any concert.
I don't know about that.
I mean, no, really.
Thank
the
you.
The level of information, the connection to the people, and so, you know, and any, you know, it's truly miraculous. I would talk more, but I want to get 3 points
in. I appreciate it. Thank you, Steven.
Well, because I haven't been able to get through, and so these things don't fit into tonight's program that you're developing nicely. But I just want to say I would like tonight to be the night that we rewrote the John Mara narrative about his relationship to Saquon Barkley. And everybody talks about Mara, the mistake, how bad it is. And I want to say it this way. John Mara so loves Saquon Barkley that after watching his football people not put together a good team for 6 years, that he needed to free Saquon so the world could see how wonderful he was. And so that it wasn't a mistake. He let him loose. And he knew he would go to the Eagles because if John Mara was in his position, he would have gone to the Eagles. So I just want to say John Mara loved Saquon and said, thank you for 6 years of being my franchise. You know, people loved you here, but my football people never could put a team around you, and I'm going to free you.
Yeah, that's a great call. Thanks for the compliments and thanks for the perspective, Steven. Like, we've talked about it a little bit. Saquon just had the best year of his life. That doesn't happen if John Mara comes in there and says to Shane, pay him. Do not let him leave. But John Mara, in his way and his demeanor, came in the room and said, Saquon Barkley is the most popular player by far. And what he was saying is, like, not just in this locker room, but with fans, not just with players on this team, but players around the country, not just here in New Jersey, but also in the state of Pennsylvania, Penn State. And, man, if you love something, let it go. He let Saquon Barkley go, and he knew. He said, I'm going to lose a lot of sleep if he goes to the Eagles, right, if he goes to Philly. But this team was not ready to win. This team was not a running back away like the Eagles were. Saquon Barkley goes for 2K. 2K say, he rushes for 2,000 yards. We all know he could have broke the record. He could have broken the record on the Giants. Didn't do it. Sat out. And that was smart, right? Why was that smart? Because he was healthy for the playoff run that resulted in a Super Bowl. Saquon Barkley just had the year of his life. The best season he ever had. A champion. You know? I don't know. You can spin it like that. And I think that'll help you sleep better. 888-808-1019. That Mara knew, hey, you let him go. We've already smoked 6 years of his career. This is the guy that was touched by the hand of God, gold jacket, Saquon Barkley, no matter what. Let him go. There's literal greener pastures down there with that team in green. Let him go.
I'm going to sleep like a baby.
And then you know what? John Mara even handled that well. You know, he said, hey, I got some acting chops. You should have had me in the commercial. Like, you know, he handled it very well. But you know what? You know, I joked about the Giants signing Colin Kaepernick to play quarterback. No, it's time to actually handle your decision-making well. Can we get a couple quarterbacks here? Now, Russell Wilson was in the building, and I saw a rumor earlier. I don't know what to believe on Twitter anymore. I started to, like, hate Twitter because everybody is a source. Everybody's credible, but there was a tweet that I found from a Pittsburgh blog outlet that claimed Russell Wilson has not left the Giants facility and things appear to be going very well. And it tagged Jeremy Fowler from ESPN. And I don't know, this was 6:40 p.m. And if you're a Giants fan, you know that Russell Wilson was meeting with them today. Maybe Russell Wilson is the move. 888-808-1019. I'm going to go back to the phones to continue to talk Yankees, Mets, opening day. Clay Holmes, we'll play the audio from Clay Holmes, who will be the opening day starter for the Mets. And I'm still taking your St. John's calls as well. But, you know, Steven kind of got me to something that's in my notes, you know, talking to Giants fans. Russell Wilson is a socialite, him and his wife. They want to come to New York. And I know there's a lot of people banging the table for Aaron Rodgers right now. And if you listen to my show, I say Aaron Rodgers is the song that doesn't end. I'm ready for it to end. I am honestly ready for it to end. There's reports also today that he's open to completing the full Brett Favre circle, going the full Brett Favre route, and being the next quarterback in Minnesota. If so, so be it. John Mara, have some Giants pride. Do not wait around for Aaron Rodgers, who may bring more bad than good to your organization. Russell Wilson comes in. Russell Wilson has a Super Bowl ring just like Aaron Rodgers. Russell Wilson is a little bit more mobile behind that offensive line that you have that has multiple configurations all year. We know it's always a journey with them. At least Russell Wilson, and I know he's older and holds the ball, at least he can kind of get out of the way. Go ahead and bring in Russ. I think he'd be a better option right now. You just get that done for a year, maybe 2 years, whatever the deal is, and still go draft Cam Ward or Shador Sanders and pair them with Russ. And Russ was just with Justin Fields. And, you know, I think Russ will be the right kind of guy. If that's the decision, go do it. If not, then Jameis Winston ASAP. I'm already in the camp of Jameis Winston is waiting somewhere. And why not? 888-808-1019. Let's play the audio from the Mets opening day starter. His mama call him Clay. I'ma call him Clay. I used to call him Pray Holmes. Why did I call him Pray Holmes? because every time he came into the game, I said a prayer. There was nothing I could do but pray. Please, Clay, please, please don't blow this. Please don't get runners on. I was praying for the defense behind him. The defense let him down, but you never heard me come on the radio station and say Clay doesn't have nasty stuff. You never heard me say that the guy can't pitch. He just got thrusted into a closer position and blew so many games, I couldn't stand to see it anymore. I think most Yankee fans were done with it sometime in the middle of summer, let's say July. And the Yankees kept telling us, he's our closer. He's our closer. We believe in him. We believe in him. We don't. I remember being on the air last year saying, if that's your closer, you don't plan on winning in October. And what did they do? They pivoted to Luke Weaver, and then they made Clay Holmes a weapon in high leverage situations still. And he got it done for the most part. But I've been very impressed with his transition to being a starter. And I understand that, like, many people predicted that he'd go to the Mets, be a good starter, and maybe even be their opening day starter. Here's Clay Holmes talking about the opportunity he has going across town from the Yankees to the Mets and being the first guy to take the ball.
And yeah, definitely honored. It's it's been a crazy few months, you know, but I think it's just a testament to, obviously, you know, the work I've put in, but the people I've been around here of the organization. You know, there was a plan in place from the get-go. I believed in it. They believed in me. And there's been a lot of work these past few months. And, you know, this is just a step. And I think it's an honor to be out there for the first game.
Now, I'm not rooting for Clay Holmes to fail. I'm not actively rooting for Juan Soto to fail. I'm not actively rooting for the Mets to fail. But I will get a little chuckle out of it. 888-808-1019. Jacob is in Fairhaven on the Fan. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Keith. Appreciate you taking the call. I first want to say that caller who called in before about the Eagles, that whole stance, you are absolutely right about what you said about him. Like, that is the kind of stance that helps you sleep at night, of just totally understanding than trying to be understood. Like most New York sports fans, like most Yankee fans, which is what I really wanted to talk to you about, which is, as a fellow Yankee fan, you know, was listening to the station earlier today, and we're talking to, I was listening to Evan Tiki, and they were talking about, you know, will Yankee fan, how are Yankee fans going to react if Clay Holmes is a successful starter? Now, obviously, you and I both know that over the years, we've seen it time and time and time again. Pitcher is struggles or is unsuccessful. The Yankees goes to another team and is successful. And obviously, you know, on the Yankees, like you were talking about, you know, he got pushed in that closer position and we saw it clear as day. The Yankees are going, no, he's fine. We're like, no, he's not fine. He's not a good closer. You were cracking me up calling him Prey Holmes. That was cracking me up earlier.
Yeah. Had no other choice but to pray. Please.
Exactly. And, you know, so as a Yankee fan, like, are you going to be, like, upset? Because, you know, like, in my I was saying this, I'm going to cheeky
no,
that, like.
No. Why would we be upset?
I don't think. Right. Like, that's what I was saying. But, like, I don't know. In my experience, Yankees fans are just crazy, and like we just are jealous.
Yeah, I can't speak for every Yankee fan now. Like,
right?
There's going to be some Yankee fans that'll be like, "Why didn't we keep him?" Or actively hating on him. I said online, I'm like, "One man's trash is another man's opening day starter." The Yankees did not want him, and honestly, what the Mets are paying him, this could be the steal of the offseason if he actually turns into a good starter.
Yeah, that's true. That's totally true. I just know, like, you know, I'm 23 and, you know, I didn't grow up with my dad's Yankees with the dynasty and all that. But I know especially people, you know, who lived through that, lived through the 70s Yankees, lived through the 90s Yankees, have this high expectation of, like, we got to, you know, it's the high, you know, expectation that you have kind of raised into you as a Yankee fan of, like, we got to win all the time. And then you look at the product and field and you go, this isn't what they told me.
Yeah. And I speak about guys like you a lot. Yeah. I speak about the younger fans a lot that are tired of hearing the stories and watching Yankeeography and YouTube and documentaries. Like, you need your own championship, but it's hard. What I'll say is, like, I'd rather have high expectations. I'd rather have the bar be up here. I'd rather have the thoughts of championship or bust every single year and not meet it than to go through the motions. There's so many teams in Major League Baseball, their fans, they know they don't have a shot.
Right. Yeah, you know, and that's what I feel like with other teams like the Giants, for example. There's, I was talking to family the other day with the Giants where it feels like that's kind of faded. You know, that's the thing you're always going to have with the Yankees, that there's always that expectation.
And that sucks because it's entertainment. It's how we pass our time. It's how we spend our money. Who wants to be miserable when you're outside of work and you're going to root on your team and you just feel like you absolutely can't win? Thanks for the call, Jake. 888-808-1019. We got to take a break here, but everything is on the table. The Giants conversation. I thought Jake was going to get into some Russell Wilson as well. That's why I kind of queued him up. But, you know, he went Clay Holmes. And, yeah, I'm not actively rooting against Clay Holmes. I could care less, honestly. Like, if he's good, he's good. Great. It's a good story. He's not a Yankee anymore. The Yankees have enough problems for me to worry about. And, yeah, I feel for you young guys because it just seems like the Yankees are going further away from being able to win like they used to. And you've got teams like the Dodgers that exist, the current champions. You've got teams like the Mets who now have stars and have the money and the smarts. And I don't know. That's why we watch. Let's see how it plays out. 888-808-1019. Talking Clay Holmes, talking Carlos Rodon, talking St. John's, and talking Russell Wilson and the Giants quarterback situation. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. BRB. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Friday night on The Fan in New York. If you want to get on, dial 888-808-1019. I'm just in here watching some hoop. Live stream is up. My apologies. I got two different texts like, yo, you're not live streaming tonight? I'm like, I forgot. Honestly, we were in here. The Johnny's game ended. I came through. The Yankees game ended crazy. And I wasn't even thinking. I just was writing things in my notes, and I was trying to get a couple takes off with St. John's. Let's continue the conversation on St. John's. We'll talk Clay Holmes. We'll also talk Russell Wilson. That's kind of where we are right now at this part of the night. Brian is in West Palm. Brian, you're on The Fan.
How you doing?
Good.
Fellow Yankee fan. My older brother went to St. John's. I grew up in Westbury, so a lot of my friends from high school went to St. John's. I'm really happy because I remember the days I used to go to when I was in high school, and also Nassau Community College. I attended a lot of St. John's game when Chris Mullin played and those guys. And it's good to see St. John's back. To me, being from Long Island, St. John's should always be a power. Who doesn't want to play games at Madison Square Garden? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's good. You know, Rick Pitino went to St. Dominic's High School in Oyster Bay. And my older brother knows him. And he said he's a really nice guy. He's intense, but I think St. John's needed someone like Rick Pitino to step them up. You know what I'm saying? Because it's been a long time since St. John's was a power.
Absolutely. Right? This is an inflection point. This is a marker in the history of St. John's. Like earlier, I was talking about losing Lou Carnesecca at the end of last year and how crazy this movie is that, like, that happens. You know, he put St. John's on the map, and then Rick Pitino comes in and quickly in year two turns them into this. Now they have to. They're relevant. They have to stay relevant. And then we know Patino's not going to coach for another 20 years, 10 years. Like, somebody else has to come in and pick up where he leaves off. But there's still more for him to do.
You know, I have a feeling down the line you're going to see Chris Mullin coach in St. John's. I just have that feeling about it because Chris Mullin really loved St. John's. He was a great player for the Warriors. Blah blah blah. And I think that having somebody like Chris Mullin, who's really intelligent player, who's a great player. I saw him play the St. John's at Madison Square Garden when Syracuse and Georgetown were great. But St. John's is right there, and I think Chris Mullin could take the program to another level too.
He's going to come back and coach. Didn't he already coach St. John's like 10 years ago? I just Googled it too.
Yes, he did, but St. John's didn't. They were still.
I know,
like,
it was different. It was a completely different time.
Right, but they were great. See, and they were competing against powers like Syracuse and Georgetown were still great powers. And then you got Villanova coming on the last couple of years. And I want to see St. John's, being a Long Island boy, I want to stay on top because I saw them play great teams and beat Indiana when Indiana was a superpower.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I think this is the start of something. I don't predict Chris Mullin coming back to coach, but who knows? I think this is the start of them being relevant. They're building buildings. They're changing the facilities. They're changing the culture. They have the NIL collective so that they continue to, you know, bring in top talent and can pay the best players. So, you know, this is the starting point. 2025 will be remembered as, hey, the year that St. John's won the Big East. Hopefully tomorrow they win the Big East tournament. They go on to make some noise in the national tournament. Maybe they can get to a Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four, who knows? Maybe they can win the whole damn thing. And then it's like, all right, now you're off to the races. Now kids from all over the country are going to want to come to New York. I remember I was talking to BT about, like, the main thing I knew about St. John's was that the rapper J. Cole went from North Carolina to St. John's on an academic scholarship because he was chasing his dream of being a rapper and making beats in New York. So he had one way to get to New York, and he went to St. John's, and he ended up blowing up and, you know, leaving St. John's. And you're like, if you know J. Cole, you know what I'm talking about. I'm like, that's the only thing that was on the map for me with St. John's. Now you're going to have kids from North Carolina that potentially could go to Wake Forest or NC State and say, yeah, I want to go play in New York. I want to live in the city. I want to play in Madison Square Garden. I want to play for Rick Pitino. I want to play, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're on the way to, you know, them being one of the top teams in the country and being perennial contenders. And that's great for the city. It just adds another element there. It adds another, like, you know, semi-pro team. I know they're kids. They're getting paid millions, though. You know, you've heard the narrative that when St. John's is good, they're like another pro team. 888-808-1019. Speaking of pro teams, I did want to play some audio. So we know who the starting pitcher is for the Mets, for the Yankees on opening day. When I think about Carlos Rodon and just, you know, he's had some shaky up and down starts. He's had some good starts, some bad starts. But I will always remember being in Yankee Stadium for the ALDS when he went out there and struck out the side to start the game. It was absolutely crazy. It was rocking. And your new leadoff hitter, Austin Wells, your catcher, Austin Wells, who can grow a full beard in a week. You know, this guy was on Casa de Klub. He was on Corey Kluber's podcast. And I caught this clip where they asked him about the craziest moment in Yankee Stadium that he experienced. Connor, you ready to cue that up? We've got the audio. Let's listen to Austin Wells talk about his experience in Yankee Stadium and kind of give a nod to opening day starter for 2025, Carlos Rodon.
The most electric inning besides Volpe's Grand Slam in the World Series, at the stadium was literally shaking, was the first inning Carlos Rodon threw against the Kansas City Royals. That was the most, I got chills walking off the field, like seriously chills. Like he came in and he struck out the first three guys.
They closed that first
inning. Just sliced them. And coming off the field, like, and the whole stadium felt like, I literally felt like I was floating, like levitating off the field. Like,
yeah.
I had the chills, like, I'm getting the chills right now, like, thinking about it. But that was the most, like, electric one inning of any baseball game I've ever been a part of. Like, more than the World Series, more than, like, debut, more than anything. Like, it was like, I literally felt like I was,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaking with the stadium as I was coming off the field. I remember looking around and being like, and everyone was wearing white. And it was like this white blur of a stadium and everyone was screaming and the lights were like flickering. I was like, I think I'm going to die.
I'm glad you didn't die because we had a whole game to play there. But yeah, that night was so lit. And what I'll say about it is that uneasy feeling turned into just like excitement and energy and being pumped because we're like, y'all, you know, you guys remember, Carlos Rodon is kind of like sticking his tongue out at the Royals. He's hopping off the mound. Woo, he's fired up. And I just remember everybody being like, yo, if like we got those first three out so easy, if this is the Rodon we're getting, we're about to roll. You know, I think what it was such a pleasant surprise. It was almost too good to be true. And it was too good to be true. Kyle is in Eatontown, New Jersey on the fan next. Go for it, Kyle.
Keith, how we doing, my man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate that video. That was a cool clip by Austin Wells. That was a pretty cool first inning that Rodon had.
So, I mean, I hope he learns from that experience. Obviously, opening day isn't like the, you know, postseason isn't like the DS. But he did say, like, you know, he's got to control himself. Like, those three outs, that doesn't win the game. So let's hope that he has his emotions in check. Maybe he comes out opening day and strikes out the side and just walks into the dugout head down.
No doubt. He's equipped to do it. And my call, I got 2 points with the Yankees. You were talking about how, you know, Stroman last year, maybe this year as an opening day starter, right? And how their regiment and what day they're throwing on and how they like to try to maintain a specific schedule throughout spring training. I have experience and I played high-level ball. I don't believe they're so far out from opening day right now. Tell me why Max Fried isn't getting the ball on opening day.
He just pitched.
So what?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe also, I don't know. The Yankees, they do things with kid gloves. You know that. Maybe they don't want him to be thrust into Yankee Stadium opening day.
Come on. But look what just happened to Gerrit Cole, right? Max Fried's got to know that the expectations just went up, right? So we just paid him this boatload of money, left-handed pitcher, former did he win the Cy Young in Atlanta?
I don't think he's Cy Young.
Dude. He's a dude. He's built for this. This is why we gave him all this money. So I'm a little taken back by that, right? Like
I understand the money and I understand the expectation, right? Because he's now slotted into the ace. But what I first said on the fan tonight is opening day is another spring training game. Like, it does not matter. It really isn't a big deal. We hope they win, but they got shut out with Stroman on the mound last year. They went on to the World Series. It's not that big of a deal.
You know how us diehards are. We want that dude out there on the first day of the season ready to roll.
Understood.
You know, kind of like how Cole's been. So.
But anyway, you know what, Kyle?
On the lineup, yeah.
Like, okay, that's why I said lower your expectations a little bit. Lower the bar
a little bit.
Rodon on the mound. Like, opening day doesn't have as much juice because it's like, we don't know what Rodon we're going to get. And that's okay.
So that brings me to the lineup, right? Can we talk the lineup for a second?
Yes, sir.
That'd be great. So I'm with the kids right now, right? Like, I'm kind of feeling the prospects that are coming up are going to be the dudes. I'm ready to give them an opportunity. Please don't tell me that Austin Wells is going to be the leadoff hitter of this team. I just can't understand it after the post. I would prefer... Honestly, like, I watched Volpe. I'm trying to get behind Volpe.
No.
Right? Like, he emerged a little bit. And again, Chisholm, right? Like, these dudes that, like, we have high expectations for, these are our players. These are who we're going to battle with. Like, I like speed at the top of my lineup. I like a guy who can run the bases and get on base. Like,
he can get on base.
He strikes out way too much for me to be the leadoff guy. And then I felt like Evan was trolling us the other day talking about Judge hitting leadoff. I'm like, what? Like, no way.
No, Judge won't hit leadoff. And Wells right now, this is Boone's idea. They've done it in spring training. I'm not going to hate on it because he's been hitting homers. He's been hitting well. He does get on base. He sees pitches. He works walks. Let's hope that, you know, he takes another step forward. He's not striking out too much in that spot. It's one thing striking out when there's two outs and you're the cleanup hitter. It's one thing striking out when you're expected to drive runs in and, you know, it comes around to you. It's different when you're starting the game. My one knock on it was like, yo, this guy's the catcher. He's got gear. He's got to take off his gear and then be like, you know, he's got to go from catching and that mind state to, all right, now I got to be ready to hit what's coming across the plate. I'm sure he can handle it. But let's just see how it goes.
Doubt.
If
Look,
it was me.
The expectations have been lowered, bro. 1,000%. The Cole injury, the Stanton injury. Like,
good. Maybe that needs to happen.
Of losing Soto. They came down. But what's great about baseball is that at the end of the day, every team starts 0-0, and they all have the same level of talent. And if the things go the right way for the Yanks, they're going to win the AL East, and they'll be back in the postseason. We'll be chilling in the Bronx in October.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. If it was me, I would probably put Jazz there for speed. But he strikes out, too. If it was me, maybe I'd experiment with Dominguez. But, you can't throw that on Dominguez with his struggles in left field. Austin Wells has done it now for a few games. They're going to start with him there. At least, I think, against right-handed pitchers. It's not a big deal, man. Again, it is a long road. And if you're a Yankee fan, you know they're not tripping off of game one. They're going to try some things for the first couple weeks. I wouldn't put Volpe there. It's year three for Volpe. You know, they did it the last 2 years. All right, Volpe, try to lead off. And it's like, he would get going, and then they force him to lead off, and it would zap him. Let him get it done lower in the lineup, because we need him lower in the lineup, and we need him to hit. So I'm fine with Austin Wells as a leadoff hitter until I'm not. And that probably won't be until May. And if he struggles out of the gate, you know, we'll have that conversation. But right now, so what? It is what it is. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here. When we come back, more of your calls on Clay Holmes, the Yankees, and opening day, and Russell Wilson as well. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB. Oh, yeah. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Thank you for joining us tonight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You could be watching a movie. You could be watching any college basketball game. You could be out at the bar, restaurant. You could be asleep. But instead, you said, hey, I want to listen to this guy's sports mind. I want to hear what this guy's got to say and what the caller's got to say. And, yeah, let's get back to that. So I'm a internet guy. I used to work in social media. I used to be a social media manager. I used to be a digital marketing guy. Honestly, I got noticed because I quit those jobs and I said, I'm going to make videos, I'm going to make content, vlogs, and, podcasts, and I'm just going to create my own brand and my own image. So I still naturally am always scrolling and looking for things, and I'm constantly saving things. And then when other things happen, moments from the internet pop back into my head. So What we're about to do right now is play a clip from the Pivot podcast, which is a really successful podcast with Ryan Clark, who's on ESPN, Channing Crowder, and Fred Taylor, all former NFL players. And this episode of the Pivot podcast, they had Michael Porter Jr. on it back in January of 2024. Michael Porter Jr. is an NBA champion. Michael Porter Jr. plays for the Denver Nuggets. And Russell Wilson, who played for the Denver Broncos, met Michael Porter Jr. And, you know, today on The Fan, I heard, you know, a lot of talk about how Russell Wilson is corny. And we know. I've heard this narrative for a while. And I'd like to play this clip for you. And then I'd like to kind of give some props and respect to Russell Wilson. And we'll take your calls at 888-808-1019 right after. Go ahead and run that, Connor.
He's one of them dudes. He's not like me. Like, I have a faith in God, but, like, if somebody talks, I'm going to talk crazy. He's always one of them dudes that looks on the positive side of things, like, no matter what. Like, I don't know how he does it. He's a good dude. Like, I've learned some things from him. He does care about football a lot. Like, every time I'm there, he's getting treatment, watching film, doing something about football. But he is very, very, like, positive and tries to protect his image. I just want to put that out there because, I mean, I know there's a stigma out there that he might be, like, corny or lame.
To the point, and it's something I said, RC, right? This is the thing because I got a lot of flack about that. Season ends Friday night. You want to go party. My thing was, I'm not calling Russ to go out and hit the streets.
Nah, he's not the dude to call for
but
that.
He's not, but he doesn't want to.
And he doesn't want to do that because he's not made. Like, he's not, like, I would say he's not like us. And, like, the thing about being lame, okay. Like, but I know it's okay. That's what I'm saying. It's not
like,
a negative. So,
like, watch this. Like you would want your daughter to date a square.
Yeah, I want my daughter to marry a square.
So then really when you call somebody like all right, lame or corny or whatever.
They're just, you know, they're just leaning really in on him being a square and a lame and corny. Russ and I are the same age. I actually met Russ at the UVA football camp. And I tell the story over and over again because it's real to me, right? I saw him young. I saw how locked in he was on football, how good he was at football. And I remember him coming up. He was good at football and baseball. Yankee fans remember him coming to camp and getting an at-bat in spring training. This is a guy who's worth over $150, $165 million. His wife, Sierra, is worth over $20 million. This is a guy who's a God-fearing man and is very vocal about his belief in God. This is a guy who is a father, who also is a father to rapper Future's son, Little Future, and doesn't treat, you know, his son like he's not his own. And, you know, when people say a guy is lame or square or corny, what's lame or square or corny about believing in God and being open about your faith and your belief and what has got you to these heights? What's corny about being a good husband and a good father? What's lame about not going out at night, not getting in trouble, not ever being pulled over for speeding or being drunk like NFL players do, or incidents in the strip club or domestic violence? Like, what's not cool about that? Now, yeah, he's a little bit cheesy with some of his Mr. Unlimited and some of the other things that he's done. But man, this guy, when you learn his story, I met him in 2005. He ended up losing.
Unlimited.
Of course, we have that in the system, Mr. Unlimited, right? But that was him kind of, you know, boosting himself up, saying that his powers are unlimited. He can do everything. You know, when I met this guy in 2005, he was quiet. I don't think he said a word. He was so locked in on performing in front of those coaches and getting himself to college. And he's had a great career. He was drafted in the third round. You guys might even remember the girl that was with him on draft night. She's a meme now. You know, this guy goes on to marry Sierra and have kids with Sierra. Like, that's pretty cool to me. That's pretty cool to me. And he's a good dude. He's a solid dude. And what I was going to say is he lost his father in 2010. And I know that had a huge impact on him and his life. And his dad's probably super proud of him. And the way that he carries himself as a man, as a father, as a Christian, as a quarterback in the NFL that has won a Super Bowl and has amassed over $160 million, $165 million. You know, I don't know how we got to talk about this guy being lame and corny. Yeah, maybe he doesn't go out to the club, but that's the kind of guy that, like they said, you'd want your daughter to date. And maybe that's the kind of guy that the Giants want in their locker room, in their quarterback room as they go to draft the young quarterback of the future. We'll do more conversation on that with Cam Ward, with Shador Sanders, with, you know, the other quarterback that they're pursuing that does ayahuasca and goes to psychedelic conventions to promote it. We'll talk about it. Keith McPherson on a Fan, 11 o'clock coming up. Please call, join the show. It's wide open for calls. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.